separate now seems poised to fall into itself through that singular opening, that one space of infinite potential. Summer, for a brief moment, becomes the whole of existence, her mouth, the aperture through which whole things may be consumed.
Being fondled, her sex being fondled, her mouth registering something like a loss of surface depth, clothing creasing at joints. The body was present without being individuated. The scene lost identity and gained the inevitability. The loss does not arrive as excess, but as subtraction. It begins with a failure of sequencing. A moment that should follow another does not. Instead, several moments present themselves at once, none claiming priority, none canceling the others. Samir stands within this simultaneity, not as a subject choosing, but as a site where incompatible necessities overlap. Her body does not convulse or act, it synchronizes. The room remains the same, the lighting does not change, the camera does not announce rupture. What fails is the grammar by which one state gives way to the next posture, ceases to imply intention, breath ceases to regulate time. Muscular tension no longer predicts release or endurance, each microstate holds without resolving. This is stasis, without equilibrium. Her face registers it before anything else, but not as expression. The muscles around the eyes do not tighten or soften in ways that can be named instead. They hesitate, they hover between recognizable configurations without committing. Face becomes a surface across which possibilities slide without anchoring. The sound design thins frequencies drop away until only a narrow band remains, too low to feel musical, too steady to be environmental. It is the sound of a rule continuing after its justification has vanished. Samir's mouth opens not as an act, but as a loss of closure. The distinction between opening and being open dissolves. The jaw does not move through space. It simply ceases to be constrained by the condition that held it in place. Inside, there is no image in the usual sense, no organs, no interiority revealed. Instead, There is depth without metric, a space that cannot be traversed, because traversal presupposes order. Light appears there, but not as illumination. It is light as availability, light as the refusal to exclude. This is the ecstatic catastrophe, not intensity, but over admission. Everything that could be relevant enters at once. Memory does not replay as narrative. It appears as a set of co-present states, none earlier or later. Childhood does not precede adulthood. Desire does not follow recognition. Shame does not trail action. They exist together, undifferentiated, not fused but unranked. The body cannot process this, not because it is overwhelmed, but because processing requires hierarchy. Without hierarchy, sensation loses direction. Pleasure and fear do not invert, they flatten. Summer is rain still, but stillness here is not rest. It is the absence of imperative. No movement would be more correct than any other. Motion becomes arbitrary in such a field. The body defaults to inertia, not as defense, but as neutrality. The camera lingers because it no longer knows where to cut. Cutting presupposes relevance. Relevance has dissolved. This is what it means for modal structure to fail. Not that anything becomes possible, but that nothing becomes necessary. And this is unbearable. A tremor passes through her, not a spasm, but as recalibration.